All right, it's GloucesterCast 314, not right. 313. Woo!
314.
313 was too much of a fucking shit show. Between the microphone and the pineapple.
I don't know. It looked good, but I don't know if it worked. It's a good look.
Everybody was so hammered by the time we went to tape, and there were so many people in the room that people were just talking over each other.
There were.
So we decided to, ixnay on the 313 name.
Yeah, and leave the number rest in its own.
Rest in peace.
In its own instrument or whatever.
Effing peace. What a night.
It was wonderful. Oh,
fantastic.
Shout
great
outs.
People
great
coming
shout
in.
Outs. Shout outs to the Eves.
Absolutely.
That's amazing that they do that every year.
They're so good. They're so sweet.
Open up their business like that.
Yeah.
Well, and
yeah.
he like cleared out everything so there'd be room for everybody and amazing.
Big job.
Amazing.
And Anna cleaning up at the end of the night. You guys helped out. Yeah. Ralph setting up his whole kitchen basically in the corner over there. Craig's.
He's quite the setup. My goodness.
He just.
He wasn't getting around what he said.
Yeah, that's his tailgate. Yeah.
If you know Ralph DiGiorgio, he does
nothing is half-assed.
Nothing is half. He goes all in, all the time. That's his move.
Well, I'm glad we benefited from that.
Right.
This night.
Yeah.
Craig Kimberly with his pit barrel cooker and the ribs. The ribs, I think, were the first thing to completely get demolished.
Demolished.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
The ribs were the first thing to get completely demolished. A lot of seeds.
What was that? What kind of roast was that? That you
rib
made?
Roast.
Rib roast. Wow, that was.
Yep.
That was very good.
Wow.
Morning,
Pat.
Chris needs a refill. I should mention Pat and Jimmy and Paula brought mimosas this morning, and we're celebrating. This will be the last podcast for a couple of weeks anyway from the dock because I'm off.
You're off.
Tomorrow's my last day.
Oh,
New
that's
Year's Eve. New Year's Eve.
It's way too early for this.
The rabbit!
There he is!
The rabbit with a guest appearance!
Way too early.
Way too early.
Yeah.
I get home, rabbit beat me to the house. He slept at the house last night.
Can I make
night.
You a mimosa?
Oh, no.
You sure?
Are you sure?
Come on.
You look like you could use one.
The rabbit slept at the house. I come home, the radio, the television, is on level 72.
And he's on your couch?
He's on the couch watching TV, and as soon as I walk in the door, my text start blowing up from Kate. I'm gonna read you the text from Kate.
Oh, dear.
I'm gonna read you the text from Kate.
Oh, dear.
Hold on, this is tremendous.
You'll be fine.
Rabbit, where are you going?
Jesus.
I'm going.
He's trying to find a rabbit hole.
I'm trying to find a place to sleep again.
She goes like this. All right, ready? 8:45. She goes, I love you. I was still at James's. She had gone home. She goes, Brian, and a rabbit signal is snoring on the couch. That's at 8:52. And I write LOL. So I get home at 9:55. While you're out, she hears me that I came in because she couldn't get to sleep. I wonder why. She says, while you're out there, turn down the goddamn TV and encourage him to sleep in a bed downstairs where I can't be stuck all night hearing him snore. And then she gave the woman with face palm signal. So I can sleep through anything. And I heard him. I thought it sounded like, you know how when people are dying? Have you ever been?
The
death rattle.
The death rattle.
It's the death rattle. He had the. When you don't know if it's going to be the last breath.
Well, no wonder people can't.
That's
sleep.
Exactly. I'm saying. But I've been through this enough times with him. We've been on vacation every year for the last 30 years.
Oh, yeah, you videotaped it.
On the beach.
It gets creepy, you know, when you're trying to, like, snore and sleep, and then some big hairy man comes above you. You know, I mean, that might be fine for some girls, but, you know, for a rabbit? No, it's kind of scary, you know?
So,
but I had to find someplace cold and quiet. To sleep last night after that food, because that was like a knockout punch for us.
The food coma.
Yeah, we were in a bit of a food coma.
Yeah,
we were
talking
about the same thing. Yeah.
What was your favorite part of the? What were some of the highlights of the
favorite
food?
Favorite part. I mean, first of all, Craig. I mean, you got to give it out to this guy. Oh, you know, I mean, his dirty rubs, you know, on that meat, unbelievable.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he made it sing.
He made it sing.
And I tell you, the the lobster fra diavolo. I mean, I can't tell you how many hits I've been getting on Instagram, like, what restaurant are you at, you know, where are you getting that? I mean, even Jeff Schroeder, you know, he commented it, you know, this morning, it was just like,
yeah, oh, from the Amazing Race, Jeff Schroeder, yeah.
This guy's out in Colorado in a mountain, you know what I'm saying, running an entertainment channel, and he comes back every once in a while, and he notices, you know, certain things, and that fra diavolo is like, where is this? You know, I mean, I wanted to bury my face in it.
You did.
Well, I did.
Does he know the story how he lost some of it setting the table up?
No one heard that yet.
Reach out.
Well, you know, I don't know.
Put the black light on that one.
Yeah. Actually.
No, he can sit on it. Right. Just be careful.
We can donate the pillow to.
Don't sit back on that.
Don't sit back on that. You can take a ride.
Yeah, you take a ride.
We can donate this pillow to Rabbit.
Yeah, that could be a special pillow.
Where's this podcast at?
We're taping right now.
Oh.
We'll phone you.
Call me up. First of all, I don't get up this early in the morning, ever.
No.
Ever.
No. We're done.
He threw you out.
Yeah, basically.
We go to Mexico, and, you know, I go to bed early, you know, because that's my schedule.
You're used to.
He goes to bed late, and then on the other side of it. So there's only like 6 hours where we're actually awake at the same time.
Yeah.
The middle of the day.
A good six hours.
A good 6 hours. Yeah, we hit it hard during the 6 hours.
That's funny.
Well, you used to wake me up at 5 o'clock in the morning sometimes. You're like, you want to get coffee? He just stopped doing it like 2 years ago. Like, he finally realized that, one, I don't drink coffee. Two, I don't get up at 5 o'clock in the morning. You know, it's like, yeah, pretty funny stuff, you know.
Funny.
I think I'm moved, though. I don't know if we're going to bury the fridge with breakfast food because the breakfast is so cheap in Playa del Carmen. Anyway, we'll get some staples for the room.
Yeah, well, $3.50 is what we found at last place.
Right.
For two eggs, toast, and then a trace of meat.
On the beach.
On the beach, you know.
On the beach.
$3.
So, well, part of the value, I mean, we definitely found the value. We got that pretty much stitched up, you know, as they say. You know.
Get Joe some.
We don't even speak Spanish. You know, usually that's just a Spanish number, you know, not the American English number.
Yeah,
you know?
More like 279.
Yeah.
But, so yeah, those are some of your highlights. Did you try my roast? You didn't like the roast?
Did I try your roast? Dude, I had the end. You cut it off.
Oh, yeah, a little piece.
You were the first one
yeah,
to the roast.
First one.
Everybody went, oh, he's cutting it. Because Rabbit cut the butt off,
and it was like 1.25 inches thick.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it still cut like butter, but still, it was that big.
Yeah.
You know, I mean.
Was it good?
And I had an end cut, too.
Yeah.
It was love.
Your brother-in-law came to me, your brother-in-law goes, I don't even get a cut like that.
Did he say that? Wow, Barry. Oh, Barry.
Barry's like, I don't know.
There was a line.
So, Kim, I asked Pat this, and she didn't remember. She didn't know who the guy was. You know how I always bring up the guy that is always at it for 10 years? He goes to all our parties when he only comes to the parties where we announce that we're going to have a ton of food at?
Right.
Did you notice? Do you know who the guy is?
No,
do you know who the guy is?
No, I don't know who the guy is.
To this day, you don't know who the guy is?
No.
I'm going to write it on a piece of paper.
You mean
Beyond the Rabbit?
No, because I don't.
I show up for all the parties.
Yeah.
Do you know who that is?
Oh, yes.
For 10 years, that guy's been coming.
Yeah.
Only time he comes.
Only
with no shame at all.
No shame at all.
So there was a couple of people. Everybody was pretty respectful of the food, like didn't make pigs of themselves.
Really?
One guy.
Wow.
One guy. No. There's one guy that just kept coming through the line for the roast.
Oh, he just kept circling back.
Gosh, you were giving generous pieces.
He was like a great white shark when it kills a whale. It just keeps circling and circling. Like all the other sharks try to get in, the dogfish, everything. You know? The shark's like, no dice, pal. You know? We'll go down the gullet, too.
Paula's double eggs went like people haven't eaten.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Did you know that I was a deviled egg guy? Kim, you know I'm a deviled egg guy.
Yeah.
Did you know that I'm a deviled egg guy?
I did not when I made the decision, but you did tell me at the Elks the other day that you're a deviled egg.
I am a deviled egg.
You know, deviled eggs is one of those foods that people don't like to admit they like. But when they're out, they like look around, they grab one and they
pop it down.
It's so funny.
And about an hour later, when everyone's fighting, no one knows. That's my spicy double egg fat.
I could tell.
Exactly.
I was on the toilet all night.
Not me. I kept it in. You kidding me?
So you're gonna are you gonna give up? All right, give us.
Put a bear plug in there. Go down and sleep with the women.
I think Rabbit has to go use the toilet out here.
The porta potty. He's gonna fucking light up. He's gonna light up the porta potty any minute now. Paula, yes. I know you don't want to give up the whole recipe. Can you give us two key ingredients in your deviled eggs?
Eggs and mayonnaise.
Oh, you suck.
Come on. How about beyond that?
You know what it is? That's what the secret is for mine? Is that I use fresh eggs.
Super fresh.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I know people, I buy my eggs from them themselves.
Chicken run.
They can't be so fresh that they're only day old because you can't peel them.
Yeah.
Because fresh eggs won't peel.
Really?
So you have to get the fresh eggs, put them in the fridge for a week or two, and then you use the fresh eggs. But they're so good.
Yeah.
The fresh brown eggs are so good.
Speaking of that, I've been buying fresh eggs here in Gloucester.
Where?
In Magnolia? No, heading towards Magnolia.
Condolin Road, on the corner of Condolin Road.
Yes, and there's a house that has a bunch of chicken coops, and they set up a little shop out.
Do you have to see the person? Self-service. Or do you put the money in the box?
No, you put the money in the box.
That's great.
So my wife made some quiche for Christmas, and we bought 4 dozen eggs, and we used the fresh eggs.
Once you start using the fresh ones, you don't want to go back to the other ones.
No,
I've never had.
I'm surprised you don't have chickens in your backyard.
Yeah, well, I've thought
a friend
lot about
raised chickens and geese.
You seem like chicken people.
It's so small. Like our backyard is so tiny, totally and then coyotes get trapped back there sometimes and stuff. I don't know.
That's how you're gonna live longer.
It's such a coyote draw.
Yeah, and they'll go after him.
Fucking model, fucking. Rabbit's giving everybody advice in the background about how to live longer because of his healthy lifestyle.
I saw that last night. You demonstrated that.
Belly on up.
Very
well, the thing is, not to stay too late. Do an Irish goodbye. Go back to his house. Find when he's back and cold. Don't keep his wife up, you know.
You did do the Irish goodbye. I didn't see you leave at all. Under the cover of darkness, ate and screwed. Yeah. That was his move.
Well, it's tough getting up here now. It's like 2 hours to get up here.
I know.
Well, at 4, and then I get up here just at around 6. The Boston traffic, they have no idea what they're doing. Like, they keep adding all these huge condos and everything, but parking, they just don't have in Boston, So. When you add in $1 million condos down the seaport, you think, we're going to increase the ridership on the Silver Line. Yeah, that all works good at Derry. And then these guys are putting up bike lanes and this, that, and the other thing, and closing down more parking. And now they're talking about making most of the parking in Boston residential. I mean, come on. You know what I'm saying? How are you going to get people into Boston that don't come from Boston?
I gave up. I rarely go into town anymore. I became my father. I became my father. My father never wanted to bring us into town. And I, like, in my 20s and 30s, I was in town like every weekend. Obviously, don't hang out with the rabbit. And then, like, in my 40s and now my 50s, I every time I go in there and I get hit with like $40 for parking, it drives me crazy to pay $4.
That's a bargain.
Yeah, that's a bargain, right?
Yeah. Well, the Red Sox now are 55.
Oh, yeah.
55 and 60. And, I go to like 30 games a year. But, I have to, go all the way down Mass Ave, and I sneak through, and I got to walk, around, half a mile. But Boston in general, what do you go there for? You go there for food, you go there for culture, you go there for arts and entertainment, so on and so forth.
I go there for the combat zone.
It's gone.
It is?
I just want to let you know. That's gone.
Oh, that's where the Ritz-Carlton is now.
Yeah. That's gone. But, a lot of people come in there for that. Because I cover most of the arts in Boston, whether it be the ballet or whether it be the lyrical opera, or whether it be, Berklee School of Music putting on a performance or a larger concert comes through town, and I'll be there covering it, what I'm saying, and hanging out, and doing whatever. But as a regular person that doesn't go in there a lot, that doesn't know the way around, why would you go in there?
It.
Look at the food up here.
Why wouldn't you
want to drive another 20 minutes,
in
Gloucester, and the food is... To me, I think a better experience for less money.
Yep.
And I'm not just plugging Gloucester because we're on a Gloucester podcast. I'm just telling it the way it is.
Yeah.
It's just a reality, and you can't go against that. I mean, you go up here and the food's $8 cheaper usually for an entree, You know,
Hold on, we got a call in. We got a caller right now.
Okay.
And surprise call in guest right here. Let's see if we can hear him. Are you there?
Good morning, Gloucester.
Good morning, Gloucester.
Good morning.
Ralph.
You gotta turn it up.
You sound like you're under the weather. Under the weather.
After I left, I had went and had a drink last night with my wife, and yeah, I do feel a little under the weather this morning.
Well, you didn't eat the lobster fra diavolo last night, right?
Because no, I thought this was supposed to be fun, but I didn't realize this was like, you know, hardcore work.
Well, you started early. You were going. I mean, you left Gloucester to go pick up all the equipment, and it. You didn't stop working all night. It was like an 8-hour shift for you.
I did. I actually went to 10 o'clock, and I started getting all my prep and everything ready, and then like through 2:30, we met, and it just kept going. Yeah, that was a very big day. But I'll tell you, I was very impressed with the turnout. I can't believe all the followers that showed up last night.
Ralph, I have a question for you. You on the toilet? You sound like you're talking from your bathroom.
I'm actually standing here at my front window looking at a lobster boat. How's that?
I like it.
There you go.
Well, the Fra Diavolo was a huge hit. The rabbit said he got. Oh, I don't know if you know who Jeff Schroeder is. He was a contestant on the greatest race. What was it?
The Amazing Race.
The Amazing Race, and a bunch of other TV shows. Rabbit put a video of you stirring your the lobster into the Fra Diavolo sauce, and the guy commented on it last night.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm glad everybody enjoyed it.
Big Italian from Chicago.
Fantastic. You know, I'll tell you right now, I couldn't, after we left, it was Tim and Reed. I mean, Kim and Steve Reed, then they were raving over the beef and the ribs and the turkey. Oh my God, it was so moist.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Everything was awesome. We need to, just plan that very simply. And next year we gotta really outdo this year. But it was.
Ralph doesn't do anything. Nothing goes half-assed. Nothing goes half-assed. It's gonna be bigger, better, stronger, faster. Right, Ralph?
Go big or go home. You gotta go big or go home. If the McCarthy's there, I haven't heard his voice.
You haven't heard McCarthy's voice for real?
I'm the one who asked you if you were in the bathroom.
Oh, that was you?
That was me.
Oh, it was quiet. I didn't hear it.
I don't miss, you know, days of work. Oh. This is work. Where are you, Ralph?
Wait a minute. What did you bring yesterday besides
that? You know what I brought?
Down the gauntlet, Chris.
I brought the bathing suit that you're going to be wearing on Tuesday morning. That's what I brought.
I have a surprise for you guys.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, no.
What, a banana?
No, I'm going to send it right now because my wife just put a gun to my head and made me put the bathing suit on.
You wouldn't put it on last night. I begged you to put it on last night. You didn't want to put it on last night.
I don't mind putting it on in front of my wife, but in front of everybody else. Yeah.
What do you think? You're going to be alone on the beach on New Year's Day?
I just sent it to you guys.
Where did you send it? Text?
I just texted it to you guys.
All right.
Make sure you have a barrel or a bath bag next to you when you look at the picture.
A bath bag?
It just came through. Oh, Jesus Christ. Whoop. Oh, my God.
If that isn't an inspiration to lose 25 pounds.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Jesus, Ralph. Oh, my God.
Not that we're going to look any better.
Oh, my God.
Kim wants to see it. Will you let Kim see it?
Kim is grabbing for the phone. Kim almost threw her back out reaching for the phone.
Kim, it's not a scratch and
sniff. Oh, you put your fingers all over his ghoul.
Oh, Jesus boy. Christ.
Hey, wow. Ralph, all wow. I know is thank God I ordered extra large.
Kim got the red face, the rosacea right now. Oh, she's getting all verklempt.
No, that isn't she's, good. But we just enlarged the GMG. Who put the GMG on? On his butt.
Melissa. She did.
Kim, we have one for you, too.
Melissa sewed those on, right? Or did she glue them on?
She glued them on.
Oh,
man.
Oh, man.
All right, you on your way down, Ralph?
So where did you get those old-fashioned suits?
I ordered them online.
I'll see you in a few minutes.
They're wrestling.
They're saying that.
Yeah.
All right, I'll give you a call.
But you don't see the front.
My
the
boy
front,
saw
the front has the seagull.
It has one of these.
Has the seagull right on the beena.
On the beena.
So you want and where can people come see these?
The New Year's Day. New Year's Day, the Rocky Neck Polar Plunge.
There we go.
And bring if you come.
What time does it start?
Noontime. Prompt in the water promptly at noon.
And it's supposed to be a beautiful day. Yeah. It's supposed to be like 52 or something like that.
I know that we had a sign up last night. And there was a lot of people were writing a lot of different things on that. But
a lot of
inappropriate. How many people signed up?
I think we had 12 or 13 sign up last night.
Good.
And tell the people who signed that document if they don't show up on Tuesday.
We mercilessly shit on them on the podcast next week.
Yeah.
Right.
Mercilessly.
Yeah.
Right.
So
and the other thing that you get hey, here's the other thing. We say this every year. For the people that think that they can go down to the beach. And when they say go in the water, they go in, and then they dip their toe in, and then they jump out, and then they go on social media and tell everybody they did the polar plunge. Doesn't count.
Yeah.
We will call you out, mercilessly shame you. We've done it in the past.
Right.
Do you remember in the past?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Plunge
I break
means
down
plunge.
The, I break down the video. I break down the video the next day, and I do screenshots, and I put red circles around people's hair that are dry when they're coming out of the water.
Yeah, they're dry.
And I say, does not count. All red arrows.
Cheated.
No, you can't say you did the polar plunge if you don't dip your head.
If you don't plunge.
That's not
Suzanne Lafat is wearing a skull cap.
That's all right.
So make sure you don't point her out just because her hair is dry.
No. I already had this discussion with her. She'll be like, Rob, are you coming up this year for the polar plunge?
Skull caps. I did the first one with you, bro. And you know what? It scared me. You know?
What it did to your heart?
I'm not worried about that. I feel like I'm 10 years old and they went back to, I don't know, some other land. You know, it's a serious thing.
You were speaking a language you didn't even know you
could
speak.
Yeah, exactly. High falsetto.
Oh, you just sent me that. Most people.
Was really cool.
Most people run in and run out. There was a year he did the polar plunge and he was literally doing the backstroke back and forth on the beach. He didn't get out. He stayed in the water for a little
while. Let's just face it. The water's a little cold.
Fine. Well, you did do it. I'll tell you that. I give you props for that. So,
and they're supposed to bring non-perishable food.
Non-perishables. Things that they like. They love pasta. They love
peanut butter.
They like canned goods.
I think peanut butter.
It's for open door.
There's a list.
That leaves open door.
They also, if you don't have time and you're rushing down there, they take checks.
They
take cash, too. So
big checks.
Big checks.
Big,
big, big.
They love checks.
So there's that. We got that going for us. Chris, we called you not Ralph and I. Mike Coderre, Jimmy, and I went to the Causeway a couple days ago.
Yeah. You didn't call me.
We did call you, but your dog was dying, so.
Is that an excuse you use?
You want to see the fucking bill?
Has he died yet?
Yeah.
Everybody was, has he died yet?
Oh,
yeah, I know.
He's getting to the veterinarians now, huh? It's like when humans go in, you get like, a $1,000 bill, one for the anesthesiologist, one for the surgeon, one for this guy. One. Now the dog's getting that way too, huh?
Yeah.
Yes,
unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yes.
Did you do it? How did you, so? What did you do for the burial? Did you do the Viking thing where you put him on the raft and light it on fire?
No, he's not dead, Joe.
Oh, not yet.
I might die before the dog when I keep getting these bills, because the next phase of her treatment could be an MRI, which comes at a low cost of $4,000.
Yeah. Get out of here.
I swear to God.
You can't do it. You can't do it. Don't do it.
17 years old.
Yeah.
You know, and he had a stroke. He had a stroke. I could see it. He physically had a stroke. Went down. You know, he woke back up. somehow he revived himself.
You gave him all the money.
But he couldn't, you know.
You would. He would have.
You, know, you got to make an effort.
The dog is more loyal than like 90% of the people that you meet.
That's right. Yeah.
They love you unconditionally. They're always happy to see you. You know, and it's like a lifelong friend. You know, so I mean, if I had to give him all the money, probably.
Yeah.
What are you saying, you know? But he came back, but he couldn't move his legs. You know what I'm saying? So I rushed him to the vet and everything, and I'm like, you know, hey, look, this is your last chance. Get up and move your legs.
Yeah.
And he's just like, you know, I'm done. You know what? And you look into his eyes, he's done. You know what? You got it. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because once it's out of their hands, because, you know, a dog is an animal will go someplace and die. When it knows it's dying, it will. Yeah. It'll find someplace to go and die away from the other dogs and everybody else. That's what they do, because that's the animal instinct.
Yeah.
When you take that away from them and you make them your pet, you know what I'm saying? You have to make decisions for them. It's like a power of attorney over an ailing adult. You know what I'm saying? It's the same thing. And you got to make the call. And I'm not telling you what to do.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But like, you got to respect the animal too. You know, so there's a
line. See, he just gave you your guilt out right there. Yeah. So it's out of your hands. So just bump the dog off. And you can feel guilt-free because of what Rabbit just said.
Oh, my goodness.
He's a little brutal. Not to be intended that way.
No, but Rabbit just gave you the mental out. You're doing the dog a favor.
Because when our dog was dying, we brought her to the hospital, and they said, okay, well, she can have chemotherapy and all those things, and it will cost X amount of money, and she'll live another 9 months. I mean, she'll live 9 months after the 6 months.
Right.
She'll live 9 months, right. 6 months under chemo, and three months beyond that, or she'll live another 2 months. So we just decided for the 2 months.
2 months of quality time.
Quality time. Right. And then one day she woke up and her back legs wouldn't work, and I held her for the day, and then we took her in at the end of the day.
You did the right thing by
that. I think her last six months.
I got an idea. I have an idea for a job for you. Yeah. When people's dogs are dying, you can go to them and you only charge them $1,000.
And you
assuage their guilt. You just you give them all the reasons why you're doing the right thing by letting the dog die instead of giving them to the vet and making them charge $5,000.
Yeah.
They'll be ahead $4,000. Yeah. All you got to do is spin your bullshit for fucking 20 minutes.
But you know as well as I know that, like, you know, my dog, you met my dog.
Special dog, very special dog.
You know, a special
dog. Did Joe sleep with your dog?
I don't know. Remember
Joe sleep with your dog?
He tried to. He used my bed, though. You know, he used my bed.
I know a friend in New York that the guy owns a dog crematory.
Really?
Yeah, people bring their pets.
He probably owns a mansion.
Yeah, big money.
Maybe you have a dog mafia, and then like call him, hey, I want my dog whacked. You know, like,
well, that's what happened to us.
Give the man the candies in the back.
That's what happened to us with our previous dog. Is we had to put it down, right? So the whole family's there. We're all upset, and the doctor comes in and starts talking about the options
about in front of the kids.
Cremating the dog. Oh. Well, you have two options. We could do a public cremation where our dog is going to be with every other pet in the pizza oven.
So they shovel them into like a big pit?
Right. Or you can do a private, so the ashes you get are just your dog's, which
I think is a bunch of bullshit.
And then he says for urns, we can give you just a wooden box, or we could give you this $500 sterling
never deteriorate.
Silver.
It's all about making money, okay?
Yeah.
I get it, guy, all right? Here's what we do. Whack the dog. I want my own ashes for that dog. Stick it in a wooden box, because that's how he lived. You know what I'm saying?
That's how he lived.
He's not fucking high class. He's just a regular dog. Put it in a box, and I'm out of here.
See, I made the same decision. The only thing is, I bought the more expensive freaking urn because my kids are like...
I was just going to say, that's the factor that's not accounted for here. We had an animal emergency several years ago, and it was Christmas, and we were getting ready to leave the house to travel. The cat pulls up sick, and I'm like, well, that's it. I mean, you know, and the kids are looking at you like, what, Mom, what are you saying? What do you mean you're not going to get him? What do you mean you're not going to? So Jimmy takes the cat to the vet. It's like they're telling him something like $1,500 plus whatever the added holiday fees were because it was going to be.
Right, you got to bring in the people on the weekend, double time.
Right. So he ends up staying home with this sick cat. I take the kids to Long Island for Christmas, which is not my family, it's his family. We end up taking the cat to the local hometown vet who says, oh, all he needs to hear a massage. He massages his back. The cat's fine.
What?
Yeah. Seriously. Seriously.
Holistic medicine.
Jesus.
Holistic medicine.
Yeah.
They did Reiki on the cat.
But the factor is the kid's looking at you like, you're going to do what you can. Yeah. Yeah.
So I told Chris that this we do the massages every day on the beach. Yeah, they're $15-$20 massages. Yeah. He didn't believe me.
No, it's the truth.
They got happy endings?
No happy endings.
No, it's on the beach,
$15.
Right.
I got a drive today.
Me too.
So anyway, there's a smoking ban in Gloucester that's going in effect January 1st. Smoking on the beach ban,
this
I should
is
say.
That's what I hear.
Smoking
dogs or humans?
Humans and no vaping. Or smoking on the beaches.
Vaping is just a vape.
There's a lot of people that feel that it's a great idea. I think there's probably way more people because of the cigarettes are going to choke the plovers. That's why. I understand. You don't even have to say why. I already know. Everything comes to the plovers.
No, it's not that. Like,
yeah, it's just
okay.
Steam.
Say you're at Pavilion Beach.
Okay.
And it's Fiesta.
Naked.
And you set up your camera and you're getting all ready to like stand there for the next 3 hours. And then a guy with a cigar comes and sits right next to you and just totally chokes you out. You know what I mean? Like the air is still, the smoke's not going anywhere.
Yeah.
You're just getting choked by cigar smoke. So,
yeah.
You know what?
Yeah.
It's kind of nice that we're not all going to have to be subjected to secondhand.
I think that's something to do with the kids, too. I think they're really pushing that because I know stadiums are now saying you can't anywhere in a stadium. They used to have a spot in the stadium where it was, you know, they can go. Nope.
Oh, really? They did away with smoking sections in the stadiums?
Yeah. All gone. The only thing they have in stadiums now is they do have the booze section. The booze section.
Oh.
Some sections they have zero booze. Because, again, kids are coming in and this kind of stuff. So I think it has to do a lot with getting
the
kids and the smoking and.
Well, they were saying that people do put their cigarettes out in the sand, but they aren't really out, and then little kids walk on them
and then
burn their feet.
Do you believe that happens?
I don't know. But
also
if it does, I'd be
cigarette
upset.
Cigarette parts don't disintegrate.
Right.
They can
take
like 3 to 10 years.
Yeah,
to,
and that's pretty disgusting. Yeah, that's
so did you know that the company Juul that makes these things, it got sold, was it Philip Morris or one of the big tobacco companies
bought it.
They didn't buy it for millions. They didn't buy it for hundreds of millions. They bought it for billions.
Yeah. Really?
This company that came out of nowhere a couple of years ago.
Didn't know that.
Billions.
Yeah.
Wow.
If I believe this is a correct statement, I'm trying to remember if it was Juul, the company, but they gave their employees, like 120 employees, $1 million bonus.
Right.
From the sale of it.
Wait. I read into this. And what they said was an average of.
Oh, an average. But
so
still.
No. And it could
be
great.
More.
But you could have some of the top execs taking like $500 million and the little peons getting $20,000.
Oh, yes.
They haven't said that.
No, that's
but
true.
It legit it really
still.
The way it was worded was.
Sounds like a sliding scale to you.
Yeah.
Huh?
It sounded like a sliding scale.
Yeah, but I'm still thinking $20,000 for a bonus for the year wouldn't be bad.
No. It absolutely is. But, like, they wanted to make this splash.
Yeah.
This thing with the
average for each employee is this.
And why do you think Phil Morris bought it? Because it's a gold mine for getting people hooked on cigarettes.
Yeah.
It's a gold mine.
Hooked on phonics.
Hooked on
nicotine.
That's what it is.
Hooked on nicotine.
Yeah.
So I think what we should do in summary is just ban people from the beach. Then we don't have to worry about smoking.
Filthy humans.
Yeah.
50 animals.
Just the dogs. Just the dogs.
No. Not the dogs because the dogs eat the plovers.
No.
What? The dogs eat. Are you kidding me?
Here we go.
Okay, I'm going back to the ban.
The rabbit. The rabbit's fucking one good eye is twitching over there when he heard that.
Yeah, sure, it's the dog that did it. Yeah, one
good eye. Yeah, the dog. Do you have one eye?
Are you kidding me?
You didn't know this about him?
No.
He's got a glass eye. Can't you see? Look at him in the eyes.
So I know two people with one eye.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, Mickey, too.
Mickey?
Yeah.
Yeah. And the rabbit.
Yeah.
When we were younger, we'd go to bars and he would take his glass
out. Oh,
take
no.
his glass eye out in front of these
no,
bars.
No, you would go with me to try to take it. I never would. Well, and then kind of a, my
it was an opening line.
At the Delano Hotel, drinking champagne, meeting girls, the whole nine yards. And he comes up and he goes, "Hey, do you like my friend? He's like a flounder. One eye goes that way, the other eye goes the other way." I'm like, "Really, dude?" Blows up my spot. You know? And like, another good friend, which he grew up with, is with me. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know, trying to give me some support. You know, he's married. He doesn't need anything else. He's trying to give me some support. And this guy comes over, "Sweep the leg! Sweep the leg!"
It's like Mr. Miyagi.
And his good friend, who he grew up with his whole life, just looks at him. He's just like, "That's just so wrong." You know what I mean? Like, I mean,
Mr. Miyagi, he's so wrong. Listen, he wasn't going home.
You are devious.
He wasn't going home with any broads anyway. Oh, in the end of the fucking thing.
What are you talking about? Oh, that must have been because of the reason why I was sleeping in a closet that weekend.
I know. We had like 15 guys in a room at the Delano.
I booked two hotel rooms in the big suites down there, and all the guys just it's just, by day three, it smells like old sausages and cigars. You know, it's just like
we had guys sleeping in the hallway in their fucking tidy whiteies.
Well, no, one kid got locked out. In his defense, one kid, I've not mentioned any names. One kid got locked out, and basically, I woke up in the morning and there's this guy moaning, knocking on the door. "Let me in." Look, and he's in his underwear. He's got this big brown streak in the back of it. You know? He had a rough night. You know what I'm saying?
Night.
Like,
rough
he had
night.
The grease can in the whole nine yards. You know, he said, he goes, "I thought it was the bathroom." So he went out in the hallway thinking it was the bathroom.
Oh,
then realized
God.
It wasn't the bathroom. Trying to go back in, the door shut. So I had to go out on a rescue mission because I was out there because I heard this guy moaning in the hallway. I'm like, "What is going on?" So I invited him down to our room, and then he jumped in the bed with other six other guys in this other bed. It's like the Three Stooges. Like, we don't care.
Yeah,
you know? No, wow. No nuts to butt, though. We had to go all the opposite directions. You know what I'm saying?
No nuts to butt.
No nuts to butt. Yeah, opposite direction. So
I don't know these rules.
I took him in. He took him in, you know, and
no
he survived
to
the weekend.
Butt.
But there was another guy. There was another guy.
So what, nut to nut?
Who didn't want to kick any money.
Oh,
and
Tennis Dave.
Him?
Tennis Dave.
Tennis Dave.
Tennis Dave. Notorious
we
moocher.
Left him in the hallway.
Notorious moocher. Hardcore alcoholic and moocher from Tampa. We were in Miami. We told him, "You gotta like if you're gonna be part of it, you gotta kick in for the hotel room." Yeah, we're in our 20s at this point, you know, late 20s, whatever. You gotta kick in. He comes anyway, like the day after he comes, and he's like knocking on the door. What's the story? Wouldn't let him in or something?
We wouldn't let him in, so we sent him down to Derek's room, and then he's knocking on their door. It's
denied. just trying to be a moocher, you know what I mean? Like, just show up and not pay. Yeah.
Jimmy has something.
What?
You're going to say something.
Oh, I was on two topics ago. I'm listening to this.
No, this is
you
good.
Don't want
to so, so, okay, so if it's no nut to butt, you go nut to nut?
No,
not even. You go the other side. So head
69
and feet are on.
So you do 69.
No, that's kind of. Because you're not really at that angle.
It kind of is.
Yeah. You got to be a little different angle. To
it's been
that.
There.
That's an intensive follow. That's an intensive follow. It's like the Three Stooges. It's really like the Three Stooges.
We got breaking news from Paula. We got breaking news from Paula that she's been there. She's getting hot.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Haven't thought about that in a while.
That makes you want four stinky guys in a bed. Oh, you didn't even want the maid service to come in there. Oh.
I felt bad for the
because
maid.
All you do is eating all weekend and having
five
and beer
and the fat smell.
Eating like savages.
You ever go to a nightclub? I don't know if you were just way back when. Think about when you were in a nightclub. And everybody's drinking, and everybody's farting, and it smells disgusting. Like, you don't even want to.
Well,
be
and
that
then
fun.
They could smoke in there, too.
Yeah,
so
it
was
smoke,
like
it
the
was
worst.
Dirty. It was like
this
nice,
is
just
so
just
beneath
1982.
Kim. Kim like this,
you know.
This debutante over here.
No, because everybody goes
her,
out all
her,
dressed up.
Her delicate sensibilities over here.
No.
I'm still trying to figure out how you slept.
I slept in the closet. I found a nice
Did you
quiet
come out of the closet?
No, I found a nice
Then we had a friend. Then we had a friend. And I hid in the closet. Then we had a friend, Rob Myrack. That
Myrack.
Yeah.
Own an automobile?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, really?
We went.
I thought we weren't going to name names.
Oh, Fenwick.
He went to school. Yeah. So Rob, every time we went on a guy trip, his big thing was we'd always, you know, say, "All right, listen. The big scam at a hotel is what? The bar, the food, the mini bar."
Right. Yeah.
He'd every fucking time we went away with him, he would clean out the mini bar, just eat like come home and just pound down everything in the mini bar. So we call it. So he's nicknamed him instead of my rack, my snacks.
And he would wake up and he'd say, "I didn't do it," and then like he'd be like, "I'm gonna wrap
under his neck."
Yeah, yeah. It's like, "Hey, bud, you know, I mean, guilty to proven innocent, but
that growl around his mouth was something different."
But he would gnaw through all. I literally was at the checkout, and I remember I got the rooms that time, and it was like $1,600, $2,000 somewhere in that area, right, per room. And then it was $400 in snacks.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, like.
And he's denying it. It literally denied it. Like, we all knew it was his M.O.
Literally,
it was kind of a joke, but it really wasn't.
Like 2 weeks later, and I'm like, "Hey, Rob, you know, I could probably suck up 200 of this. You know, I mean, you gotta throw me a bone." He's like, I don't remember anything.
Yep.
No. And everybody knew it was
him. Did he ever pay you?
No, he did. But he's hesitant. He goes, "I don't remember." And then the people that, you know, "Hey, I lent money to," and I'm like, "Hey, dude, this is just black and white, man. It's on the paper." I take photos all the time. So I took pictures of the bed where we slept and all the wrappers all around it. You know, I'm like, you know,
something.
You shouldn't eat the $30 Pringles, Simon. I can't tell you what to do in life, but
the Rabbit Detective Agency. I love that.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And if you're gonna eat it, remember it.
Yeah,
you can eat $30 Pringles. You should remember it.
Yeah.
Yeah, in Miami they don't play around. I mean, it's just it's like any hotel. Like, you don't go to the minibar. We do this when we go away. First thing we do is we stock up. We go to like a Walmart or a store and we stock the room.
We bury the fridge.
We eliminate the temptation completely.
Yeah. Yeah, especially when we go to Playa del Carmen, we stay in this place. Point. It's like a condominium. It has a central dining room, living room, kitchen,
shared
and then bedrooms off to the side.
Nice.
And it has private jacuzzi.
Yeah.
We got the ocean views up on top. You know,
I think you guys.
Beautiful
I think we've seen
sunsets.
Pictures.
It's outrageous.
That's the new thing. That's the new thing now. Did you read the article on that? The 10 best places to go as far as clubs in Playa del Carmen, and they're all rooftop places.
Remember B Playa?
B Playa is one of them. That's one of the secrets, you know.
Yeah.
But they said the 10 top ones to go to, because now all the other hotels are getting in on.
They're all catching up. Yeah, they all have roofs. So they have these roof deck, these insane pools. They have pool parties, and they have it's a bar. You know,
naked.
And they have a DJ. They'll have a DJ in the starting in the afternoon.
At the place that you guys stay at.
Not at the one we stay at. We kind of stay at. Ours is a little more.
We stayed at one once when there was mannequins in the window.
Oh, we did. It ended up. He booked it. He booked it because it was a super good deal. Stripper poles, and. So the whole lobby was set up like a nightclub, kind of.
This is in the lobby?
In the lobby, there were stripper poles, like elevated dance platforms.
And when you went to check in...
But it was very clean. I mean, it was aesthetically beautiful.
Back to the rooms. Listen
to me, honest to God, I'm not exaggerating. It was aesthetically a beautiful hotel. The whole front of the hotel had all wooden slats like this, with vines growing through them, very modern. The rooms were like so dark inside. All brand new, modern. A lot of wood accents. You turn the lights on, and it was a red light. Like inside the room was a red.
Put on the red light.
But so it was kind of
built easier on your eyes, because at night when you have the red light. But it was very light sensitive. So you'd be a dark, dark room where you could sleep. It was like a cave.
What was the name of that place? Jesus Christ, I'll think of it.
Rob, no, Rene, yeah. Rene Rojas.
The Caves? Was it the Caves on Route 114?
Yeah. Rene Rojas.
Yeah.
But they had a beautiful pool up on the top deck, and they had just beautiful decor. It was all open air.
Inside.
Even in the lobbies, when you walk into the gate room, and they had these huge glass windows. So you could leave your window open while people walk by your rooms. That was another weird thing.
Yeah.
That was because the window would look into the room.
He's just dripping his juice all over his cock.
Rabbit, your water broke. I still want to know how you guys slept.
I'll send you a picture.
Oh, my goodness. New Year's Rockin' Eve.
Woo!
Rockport.
New Year's is coming up.
In Rockport.
Rockport, it does a big thing. No, Gloucester, not so much.
No.
Rockport actually celebrates New Year's Eve.
Yeah, in a really sweet way. Like, the whole town is... You buy buttons, and it allows you to go from, you know, place to place. And every church has its doors open, and they have music and entertainment. It's super fun especially for young people, I think, and older people too. But and then they have the bonfire, right? What time do they usually have the bonfire? Is that
I was unaware of a New Year's Eve bonfire in Rockport.
I think
last year.
They did.
Yeah, they have a huge.
On New Year's Eve as well.
Yeah.
That's not thinking of 4th of July? Because that's 4th of July.
That's what I'm being confused. Never mind.
It's 4th of July.
It's 4th of July. Never mind.
I'm like, what is going on here? No, but like, I didn't know what... I know that they we haven't got a press release from them. Who does their PR?
You know what? I don't know what's going on with them, you know.
They used to be better with the PR.
Yes. It came up on my Facebook feed. That's why I turned
maybe
it
that's
into
all
post.
They're just relying on Facebook.
Yeah.
Empty in the toilet, you know.
It wasn't easy to find the master schedule. I had to like Google around.
Yeah.
Do they do it like first night like other areas do with the button and the
I think so.
All over. Do they do a parade too? Do you know?
I don't know about that. I don't think so.
No.
But the schedule's
on
your...
something? I went one year and there were roving bands of young people, banging drums and like with a trumpet. And there was like bands of like 10 or 15 people in a pack, like going through town, like
entertaining.
Like
I think that there used to be a parade.
But you have a whole schedule on
online.
You put it online?
Yeah, I put it online.
Oh, I'll link to that. Oh, yeah. Maybe I should go find it.
I put the post up yesterday, but it wasn't like a printable schedule. So I had to link to the schedule.
On the next day, on the first, Feather and Wedge is doing a brunch and music by Brian Alex. Brian Alex was a member of Entrained. Do you know who Entrained is? The band?
Was that a rap band?
No.
No.
But he also recorded with Paula Cole, Donna Summer, shared the stage with Bo Diddley and Bob Weir, and opened for many famous headliners, including Sheryl Crow, Matchbox
Rap Band.
So he's going to be playing at Featherweight.
He's going to play at Featherweight for Bush.
So baby, this evening. Watch the baby tonight.
We've got our own New Year's.
Kim is wincing. She's wincing. Donna Summer.
Well, we want to say happy anniversary to Kim.
Happy
anniversary.
And you went to Duckworth.
Kimmy!
You went to Duckworth for your anniversary.
We went to Duckworth. It was wonderful.
What'd you have?
I had one of the few things I can taste right now is oysters. So I had the oysters because they're salty and they.
It's an aphrodisiac.
Yeah, and Ken makes it. It is.
I'm just the best thing to have on your anniversary.
Yeah, I think so too. And Ken serves it with a wonderful, the classic mignonette sauce. So that's really nice. And then I had the lobster risotto.
Oh.
Yeah, which is really one of Ken's specialties. Really.
Where do they get the lobster?
Joe.
Oh!
Duckworth?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Tano, Duckworth.
And then
did the lobster taste okay?
I'm sorry to say, like, I'm sure it was fantastic. I could taste the Brussels sprouts in the lobster risotto more than I could.
Just pour salt on it.
Yeah. I know it's sad. I had to put salt on everything. And then we had creme brulee for dessert.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
So I'm going a lot for texture right now.
Texture.
Right.
I lost my sense of taste October 4th.
Really?
So it's been going on for a long time. I have an appointment with a specialist in Boston August 1st.
That's a long time to go with
August. You know what
you
should
get in
first.
Until
August 1st.
You know what you should do between now and then is enter every hot wing contest.
Yes, that's right.
Wow.
And you would be the champion. You would be the champion.
You can take them all
of New England.
That's brilliant.
When I taste, when spicy stuff goes down, I don't taste it, but it still burns.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like,
oh,
there's no,
beyond your tongue.
Right. There's no, like, there's no flavor. I don't, there's no flavor.
Oh, but you still feel
I
the heat.
I still feel the heat.
All right.
So,
well, scratch that.
Sorry
then.
About that. Yeah. I thought about that. I thought, wow, I could try,
really
like,
could,
one of those
yeah.
super, super hot peppers.
Well, how about eating crickets and cockroaches and all that?
Well, that's a texture
thing.
That's
a
texture
thing.
I mean,
you
I
might
mean,
like the texture.
Then you'd be Boomer and
yeah.
Insects under here.
So they have a... So, Kim, they have a...
Hakuna
they have,
Matata.
Yeah.
Did you find a printable sketch?
I love grumps.
I
you can live on them.
See, he wasn't here when we had the conversation about not talking over other people.
No, we just...
So, I know,
it's
good.
Not as bad.
So we did find... I'll put a link to the schedule on for the New Year's Rockin' Eve. And they don't have a bonfire. What they do have is a ball drop.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's
is that after the plunge?
I don't know where my brain is.
But back to Duckworth's. You were saying that they're closing for a little while?
Duckworth's has a beautiful
drop after
New Year's
that.
Eve dinner, and then they close January 1st, but they reopen January 31st. But everybody should know they're still taking reservations for the upcoming year and stuff. So we've already made our Valentine's Day reservation.
Shh, don't tell everybody. Wait until I make mine first.
And then everybody can.
It's nice that they're able to take the month off, though, and be able to have a break.
Regroup.
That they stay open for others
you know,
in the winter.
And they do. I think they, you know, it's a husband and wife team at Duckworth's. Nicole makes all the desserts. Ken's the chef. They own the building that they work in. They have four kids. You know, they just really, I think they do it really smart. I think they do restaurants really smart and really right to still be able to raise a family and spend time with your family.
Think about the restaurants that aren't closing this winter and in January, how much busier they're going to be.
They're going to be.
Because Seaport Grill has a ton of seats. They're closed.
Are they really?
Yeah.
I didn't know
that. Yeah, they're doing renovations
for
a couple of weeks, right?
Oh.
Yeah. Latitude and Minglewood are closed for
right.
a couple of weeks.
Wow.
Duckworth closed for a couple of weeks. Was Topside? I don't want to say the wrong
thing. But I think I got
it.
No,
Topside's
wrong.
Open.
No, Topside's open.
This is the first year of their year-round liquor license.
Right, not
right.
Topside.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, too.
They've been trying
this is
to,
a different one.
They've been trying to have a year-round business, trying to establish a year-round business. So they're definitely
yeah,
open.
Yeah, they're open. Yeah, so.
Businesses are smart to be closed. You know, if it's a slower season, I mean, Martha's Vineyard is the same way. As soon as like Labor Day, it's done. Half the restaurants close. You know, they're done. You know?
And then everybody else has enough business.
Well, it's true. You know, because you don't have as many people. But I think businesses in general, like whether it's the restaurant business or retail business, we don't need to be over 24/7 as a society anymore.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, you have the internet. You know what I'm saying? I mean, like people that want to buy stuff. You know. You don't need to be open like that.
You know, all you have to do
we're
is
smarter.
You know, all you have to do
a couple days a week. You know, that's not going
to
save the
all you have to do
that,
is
you know?
Not get married, live in your mother's basement, and work at Best Buy, and you don't have to fucking work fucking 12 months of the year.
Amen.
Like the rabbit.
Yeah. Okay.
You got a boat. Something's vibrating.
But actually, the rabbit does much more than that.
There's no boat.
He's a professional photographer.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you photographed nude women?
Do you do boudoir sessions?
Boudoir?
Do you do boudoir sessions?
I don't do bedroom boudoir. I don't do nudes. I do high-end art, and I do major bands. I do
fashion.
Fashion.
A lot of fashion.
In the city. So, lookbook stuff, you know.
What's lookbook? What does that mean?
Lookbook means for a designer that, like, when you go out and you see a show that he's at or something that he's on or on TV, they can go online. And they can buy the product. So it's the backup to it. So
you work
designer,
closely with a couple of designers. I see.
Yeah.
Was it Johnny something? What was it?
Well, Samuel Vartan.
Yeah, that's
he's a big one. But he's international. He's known throughout Europe. He's known throughout Europe, you know, predominantly, and then Canada and here in the States.
Yeah.
But
do you do anything for Canada Goose?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. But I mean, different people. Daniel Hernandez, he won the London Fashion Awards, New York Fashion Awards, Las Vegas Fashion Awards, and in Washington. But he's been, you know, everywhere and doing work for him and other people. They're ultra creatives, and I think when you work with them, you being a creative person as well, it's a good environment. It's
you feed off each other.
Yeah, you feed off each other because people will look at your work. I mean, I can take a picture. Like, we've taken pictures down, and you've seen them when we go to Mexico. Remember, I brought down my really good camera, and we went down, and you're like, hey, let's set up these photos, and you know, and you're like, ah, rabbit, I hate you, blah, blah. But then when you get the photo, you're like, wow, that's like, that's a piece of art. You know, that's beautiful. But no one wants to see that. You know, they want to see the girl in a hot dress. You know what I'm saying? So what you have to do sometimes is put a girl in a hot dress and then some of your landscape. And then, you know, a musician. But have a variety of work. Don't be pigeonholed to one thing. Do a lot of different things, and then just, that's how you do it. You sprinkle in photos here and there. It's just, it's the way it is. I mean, it's, whatever, you know?
It's all good. It's all good in the hood.
You got to have bait. You got to have mackerel to get the tuna, right? What?
He's speaking in Gloucester terms now.
You got to get the mackerel.
Oh, that Jimmy's trying to get something in.
I think we were talking about the models just when he was trying to get something in.
Oh, my gosh.
Jimmy. All right, Joe, give Jimmy the floor.
Go ahead, Jimmy. What did you want to bring, Jim?
Whatever topics.
Let me think. My family listens to this, so I have to think of
it. They're not on today.
Tag, you're it.
No.
Okay, we need. This is what I'd like. Maybe you know the name of the game. I don't know if you even know what we're going to be talking about. The game at the Elks with the salt on the on the bowling alley thing. Yeah. What is the actual name?
Shuffleboard.
That's shuffleboard.
So yeah.
Well, it's
with the little metal piece you slide across.
Yeah.
It's shuffleboard.
The puck.
When you hear shuffleboard, though, sometimes they're talking about a game that's not like on a side.
Well, when I think of shuffleboard, you got the stick and you're pushing the thing.
Right.
This is on an elevated, same, like,
yeah. They
long,
call it
skinny.
Shuffleboard. It's called shuffleboard.
It is called shuffleboard.
Mm-hmm. My dad used to play it.
Well, they have one. Yeah. I got to bring you to a. Are you an Elks member? Do you have an Elks in Quincy?
We do have an Elks in Quincy, though. Yeah.
You got to join.
You got to join, so you can
cut to what? You'll be able to come to ours.
So we went the other night. We met Jimmy and Pat there. It was Kate, Jimmy, Pat, Ralph, and Kim.
I didn't get an invite.
I was there.
Your dog was dying.
Yes.
For and Christ. It was a topic of conversation.
Yes.
Yeah, the dead dog. So. No, but
you have
so,
no idea how much
so Ralph went. Kate. Ralph bought a round. Basically, there was two Grey Goose and sodas. One Tito's and soda, one Coors Light, and a Chablis for you, $19.
Amen.
$19.
Yeah. You know, $19.
And they're not like,
Miami?
they're not Continental juice glass. They're not Continental juice glass. They're pint glasses,
nice
drinks.
Wow.
And Kate says they try to take you down, like, they're strong. She has to ask for them to water it down a little bit because they do
nice
a good
job.
Pour.
Yeah,
that's what it should be.
It's
that's
about
what
being
it's about.
Wow, that's
about
we're lucky
social.
We joined. Now we get to use it.
Yeah,
and the food is good there. Yeah.
Food is good.
What did you get there? You got an apple. We were there the other day.
Oh,
you got an apple.
Fried shrimp.
Fried shrimp with great value.
They're
haddock
is
amazing. They're not the baby shrimp.
It really is.
They're good size shrimp. I don't know what 6 point.
I don't know what
the language.
That's a great conversation you guys starting here. Like, where's the value for your money these days? You know, because it's not in Vegas anymore. You know,
well, everything goes in waves. Like,
yeah,
Vegas was kind of like dumpy, and then we started going there when it was like on the way up. And then the last 2 years that we went there, the prices got ridiculous. The same thing happened when we were going to Miami.
Yeah.
And then, because Miami kind of like became a shithole.
Right.
And then it started coming back up. All these places started getting renovated. We were in on the beginning and end of that.
Right.
And then the last couple of years we went. Like,
horrible.
You know,
horrible.
Drinks were $15,
gosh.
Like 10 years ago, drinks were $15 ago. And we're like, what are we doing here? And
now we go to
Playa.com. But Playa.com, and every time we go, we notice
but it's because the public seeks out good deals.
Yeah.
And good times.
Right.
And so the same in Vegas. Once everybody starts going, the money's there. Mm-hmm. They build it up. They charge more. because it's a hot spot.
Oh, 100%.
You guys are creating hot spots.
What you said though, but the core of what everyone's saying is everyone's looking for the better experience.
Yeah, exactly.
At the best value. Like you want to go somewhere and you want to be like, all right, I paid a little bit of money, but it was worth it. The exchange was worth it.
Yeah.
You know, because
for the money.
Well, the Elks is a private club, and you know, they do a lot of great things for the veterans.
Yeah.
And they do a lot of, they have a lot of great programs, and a lot of the members up there do so many different things. So it's nice to see how they treat their members.
So their
well.
Philosophy, okay, comes out in what they do.
Yeah.
Right.
You know,
yeah. Right.
It's like, it's okay, come out
and,
all the time.
And they treat their members well.
And then by having reasonable prices, they're treating their members well who are out there
when
doing
they
those things.
The club here, and it was down Main, not Main Street, it was on the side street, almost where the, I think it was over by the original Gloucester Elks was over by.
I had a research. I'll have to get back to you on that.
Oh. we're gonna be in trouble for that. You should know that answer. Yeah. But anyway, they bought that area and moved it up there, and
it's breathtaking when you're there. $2 million spot.
And the weddings, you know, Kate was talking about her two weddings, and she was wondering
where her third might be.
Yeah, Joe. And who's the priest?
Talk to me about that.
Who's going
to
be the priest?
Chris is going to do the honors.
In the nombre di Padre.
The Dean of the Pinto de Santa Maria. Or spectacles, testicles, waltz, and watch.
Oh, my God.
I'm an old school Catholic. I know them all. Okay? I'm spilling stuff all over myself.
Yeah. His water broke again. He's having twins.
Jesus Christ, Robert. Get it.
I don't think that chair's ever been cleaned.
Get it together. That's the most polished chair's ever seen.
I get that chair next week.
That's the cleanest chair.
All right, there you go. It's Gloucester Cast.
Hold it. Jimmy has something else.
Oh, go ahead, Jimmy.
The last one for the year. I think we should.
He's added a lot to this. He's,
Happy New
you know,
Year.
Integral piece of this puzzle right here. Well, there was no one for him to kick out. There was no one. He's
no
usually.
He came in.
He's usually
no
the.
Traffic
he's
to
right.
Control.
He's the sergeant at arms.
Yeah.
Can I just sit here and be hungover? What do you guys have against that?
Happy birthday, Joey.
Gloucester Cast 314 is in the books. Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year.
Woo!